It was back in 2002 that investigative journalist Greg Palast pulled back the curtain on the financial fun and games underpinning our electoral system with the publication of the best-selling book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. In the intervening years, Greg has done invaluable work around race, voter disenfranchisement, and political dirty tricks. Meanwhile, the nation has gotten the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling. Well, this past week, a new film bearing the title of that important book opened in New York City and other markets, and Greg is back with us to talk about this important new project. Greg, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
What a thrill. I'm quite honored to be with you. And yes, we have worldwide openings in Hollywood, New York, and real America.
Good. Is this new film based on your book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy?
It's based on the new updated Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which is just hitting the bookstands this week. And it has some of those old films. Back in the original Best Democracy Money Can Buy, for example, I uncovered how Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris removed thousands of black people from the voter rolls of Florida, saying that they were criminals, felons, who not allowed to vote. Every single one of those people were innocent, except for the crime of voting while black. Well, the new film and book includes that, but we've all updated it to, unfortunately, the new apartheid voting tricks of this year. It's an informative film. It's an important film, but it's a very entertaining film. In fact, we do the Great Felon Con as a kind of Saturday morning cartoon, which is embedded in the film. We have lots of cartoons because we are using the same artist who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And so you get a lot of Roger Rabbit effects and lots of super hijinks and seeing how we actually do our investigative reports. So you get more than just the information. This is kind of a real live detective story. It's a detective spy thriller kind of thing where you actually follow me on my investigations for Rolling Stone, the latest tricks in trying to steal the 2016 election before it's stolen.
Greg, talk about what you're warning viewers about in this film.
I'm warning viewers that there's some billionaires out there who would like some more billions, and they're willing to spend a lot of money to take away your vote. And what the easiest thing for them to do is steal minority votes. Weldon, you heard Donald Trump say this election's rigged, and he should know because his buddies are rigging it. And here's how they're rigging it this time. And I'm not giving anything away from the film because there's so many stories in the film, lots of fun, and lots of terrifying things, too, if you care about America, which is, for example, Donald Trump says that there are people voting many, many times. That's how it's going to be rigged. Well, what that is accusing people voting many times of which people, I found out, it's not just Trump talking through his comb-over. He's got Republican operators, including the guy who is his immigration, you know, his Mexico wall specialist, who put together lists of voters that they are accusing of voting twice. It's not a small list, Weldon. There are 7 million names on their suspect list. And it would be a joke. It would be insane, except that these lists are shared by 30 Republican secretaries of state, the people in charge of the vote in states like Ohio, North Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arizona. So you're talking about the swing states. You're talking about the states with the big Senate races that will determine the Senate. And they are basically removing voters from the voter rolls on grounds that they voted twice or registered illegally twice in two different states. Now, if you rob a bank, they don't close your bank account. They throw you in jail. Here they're taking away people's votes who are supposedly committing a felony crime, but they don't arrest them. Why don't they just go out and arrest 7 million people if they really committed this crime? And the answer, and they don't arrest anyone. Why? Because they didn't commit the crime. Their only crime is having a common name, and common names are most common in America to black voters, you know, like James Brown, who they say voted 288 times in Georgia, instead of saying, hey, that's just a common black name, they said, no, it's the same guy. Their only evidence is first and last name match. That's it. That is it. Junior and senior, father and son, same voter. Middle name mismatches. 2 million of the names on their list, those names don't match. And by the way, if you're wondering how I know this, because they won't give anyone the list. You know, if you know Greg Palast, I'm an investigative reporter. So you're in the film, you see how I go about getting these confidential lists and busting their game.
Greg, there is so much wrong in this election season that it's difficult to know where to focus. Is what you've just been talking about your major focus this time around, or is it even broader than that?
It's both.
Yeah.
The major focus of the investigation in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the core investigation is on this accusation that people are voting many, many times by Donald Trump, because we expect it to remove 1 million names from the voter rolls. Virginia removed 41,000 people. The swing state of North Carolina removed 35,000 people. Looks like Ohio's already removed 50,000 voters. Not arresting anyone for double voting, just accusing them. And that's the swing margin in these swing states. But when you say, am I looking wider? Yeah, I'm looking at, in the film, we go through many of the tricks put in the way of voters, especially minority voters, and student voters, young voters, military vote. That they get in the way of. And then, but there's something else. The subtitle of the film and the subtitle of the updated book of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the subtitle is A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And the billionaires are the core of the investigation. That's the second thing I do in the film. I find out the billionaires behind the scam. You wouldn't be surprised to know that the Koch brothers are involved, but I have something that no one else has, because I've been investigating these guys 20 years. I have a secret tape recording of Billy Koch ratting on his two brothers, David and Charles, explaining how they've actually committed felony crimes. This is no joke. So I've got that tape. We play it in the film. And then I go after the other billionaires, including, for example, the number one, the richest guy behind Donald Trump. Now, people say, I thought he was funding his own campaign. Well, the problem for Trump is that he just plays a billionaire on television. He doesn't have $1 billion. His hotels are hocked up to his eyeballs. So behind him is a guy known as JP, JP the Foreclosure King, a guy who made $5 billion, one person, $5 billion in a single year by crashing the mortgage market. When the mortgage market crashed, this guy gave it an extra shove over a cliff and made $5 billion. And he's using that to fund the Trump campaign, not Donald Trump. And you get to meet this guy because I confront him. It's not easy. I have to chase him around the country and then finally catch up with him by kind of working my way into a $1,000 plate Hamptons dinner party in New York. And by the way, to do that stuff, I have, for example, a camera hidden in my hat.
Well, Greg, I believe you. Why aren't we hearing this on mainstream news?
You tell me. I mean, well, I do report on mainstream news. That is, I'm a reporter for the BBC Nightly News. That's the biggest mainstream in the planet, and for the Guardian newspaper, the number one English language paper, but not in America, because America's out of the mainstream of world news. So while I'm at the top of the nightly news everywhere, in fact, I was just on prime time in Germany with this story. So why isn't it on prime time in, say, Florida? That's a good question. And I was just in Rolling Stone, so I can kind of sneak in through a rock and roll magazine, right? So Rolling Stone. It is shameful, because America does not want to face the fact that we still have apartheid voting, that 50 years after Martin Luther King crossed the bridge at Selma and won the Voting Rights Act, which we're all properly proud of as a nation, that it was rolled back, and we're rolling back. In fact, the film ends in Selma because a black man who walked across the bridge at Martin Luther King 50 years ago as a young man became the state senator representing Selma, which is a tremendous advance. It's one of the great things about America that we made this great advance to end our own system of apartheid. But now He called me up. I came down to tell him. He says, my name has been removed from the voter roll. He's the senator. He's the senator, and he got his name knocked off the voter rolls. So I began investigating in Alabama. And so once again, we're having all these tricks, and we just, you know, we have to kind of march over the bridge again. We have to keep doing it.
Now, you mentioned the motivation of this in the Trump campaign. Is it just on the Republican side, or is this across the board?
Well, at the moment, remember, not many years back, when Martin Luther King crossed that bridge, he was fighting the Democratic Party, which is the party of Jim Crow. So it was mostly Democrats who were blocking the black vote. Today it's mostly Republican. Why? Because black people vote Democratic, and it's a cheap way to get rid of your opponent's votes is by accusing black people of voting twice or accusing Hispanics of not being American citizens, a trick used in Florida and in Arizona. We show that in the film, again, in a cartoon form. Unfortunately, you know, it's used as a political weapon, and unfortunately it's often used by both parties. One of the great ironies, and you'll see it in the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with the new edition just coming out now, is that, for example, the Democratic Party of New Mexico, headed by two Hispanics at the time, Bill Richardson and his Secretary of State, Hispanic Democrats, they mass disenfranchised other Hispanic Democrats because a guy like Bill Richardson could never win a primary in New Mexico if every Mexican-American voted. So unfortunately, disenfranchisement, which is a fancy word for stealing your vote, happens. Both parties are guilty. Right now, the Republicans are using computers, and they're better at it, and they're doing it on a mass basis. But you know, the Democrats have really dirty hands on this, and so it's hard for them to take up arms over this because they're involved. So you can't expect the Democratic Party to save these people because they play so many of these games themselves. It's really that's a great tragedy. We have to defend ourselves, not hope for the political parties to do it for us.
Greg, regardless of which party prevails at the ballot box, who do you see as the likely winners this November?
Ah, where most of the billionaires, remember I'm tracking billionaires throughout the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and they're more concerned about the down ballot, as they call it, the Senate races. The United States Senate is truly up for grabs. And these tricks are concentrating in those hot Senate race states, Arizona, Ohio, New Hampshire, Florida, Arizona. These are the states where this trickery is hot and heavy. And I go to these states in this film and confront some of these officials, like North Carolina, which is truly the probably the swing state of swing states. And I said, you've removed 35,000 people to voter rolls for voting twice. Why don't you arrest them? And they actually said to me, well, it's hard to find them. I said, they're registered to vote. You have their address. So I actually went out. I personally went out to go grab some of these people and confronted them. You know, and they, like, for example, one guy I go to, his name is Donald Alexander Webster Jr., and he's supposed to be the same guy who voted as Donald Eugene Webster Sr. And so he says, how could I be the same guy? And I said, but that's what the government says. You're losing your vote because of that. I said, you're lucky that they don't arrest you. Of course they won't arrest him because then the whole scam would be exposed.
Okay, we want to see the film. How can we see it? How can we share it with like-minded people?
There's a couple ways. Number one, we now have the regular distributor, and if you're in San Francisco and New York and Washington and L.A. and et cetera, you'll be able to go walk into a theater and get your popcorn the easy way. Then we're going to have video on demand. You can download The Best Democracy Money Can Buy or get a disc, a DVD. But we also have something very interesting called Gather. If you go to gregpalast.com, that's G-R-E-G-P-A-L-A-S-T, gregpalast.com, you can say, I want a showing in my town. It could be, you know, Baton Rouge. It can be Little Rock. It can be, you know, Vegas, whatever. And we have a deal with a distribution company that they will do one-time screenings. It doesn't mean you're renting the theater or you're obligated or anything. You just say, I know I want this film, And I know that I can get people to join with me. I have a group. I have a church. I have an organization. I have a posse of some type. And, we think we can fill a little theater house. And they will ask you, what theaters do you like in your area? And they will arrange to have a showing at the theater you choose. And it doesn't cost you anything to arrange any of this. You just go in and buy a ticket and have your popcorn. But it's a very good way to get people together. And because it's a single showing, you get like-minded people or interested people who like entertainment, too. I wouldn't ask you to see a film that's not entertaining. Sure. It's not PBS. It's not a good-for-you film. It is a real movie with Rosario Dawson and Willie Nelson and Ice-T and Richard Belzer and Santa Claus, played by Ed Asner. So it's kind of a combination of a kind of fun movie and a detective movie and a documentary, that is, because there's nonfiction. It's really happening, and a lot of it is investigation as we're doing it. But the important thing is go to gregpalast.com, and we're setting up to show it in about 200 cities.
Greg Palast is a best-selling author and investigative journalist. His new film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, opened in New York last week and is expanding to more cities as we speak. Greg, I'm always scared by what you tell us is going on in the nation that so many people don't know about, but I'm always inspired by the way you go after these people and these situations. So thanks for taking a few minutes of a very busy week for State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much, Weldon. I'll see you at the movies.